From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. It was his first public response to the nationwide anti-establishment protests that have stretched into a fourth day now. Iranian state media said Rouhani made the conciliatory comments about the protests in remarks to his cabinet on Sunday. But they also quoted Rouhani as saying the protesters should focus on solving the country's problems and improving people's lives. In other Sunday developments, the Iranian government blocked people from using the social media platform Instagram and the messaging app, the popular messaging app Telegram. Iranian state television said authorities were temporarily blocking both applications to, quote, maintain peace. Many protesters had been using the apps to upload or share photos and videos from the demonstrations. In a tweet on Sunday, Telegram's CEO Pavel Durov said Iranian authorities are blocking access to Telegram for the majority of Iranians after our public refusal to shut down. South Korea announced on Sunday it had seized another ship that it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. The announcement said the Panama-flagged ship was actually detained 2 weeks ago at a port. It's the second ship that the South Korean government has acknowledged investigating in the past 3 days. On Friday, it said it had seized and inspected a Hong Kong-flagged ship in November because it believed the tanker transferred oil to a North Korean vessel. This is VOA News.